The Indiana legislature voted on amendments today to a Republican-sponsored bill that would require parents' written permission for their children to be taught about human sexuality. Republican State Senator Dennis Cruz, one of the bill's authors, said that teachers who adhere to state education standards shouldn't need to secure parents' permission. However, he also said that state laws required, quote, when people get into further details that aren't necessary in the area of human sexuality, unquote. Democrats in the Senate objected to Cruz's arguments, with State Senator Mark Stoops saying that the bill is being pushed by interest groups who are, quote, imposing their narrow religious morality on the rest of us, unquote. Stoops later added that, quote, this is about bigotry. Look at the language in here. Prohibiting teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity is what's driving these bills that have put Indiana on the forefront of basically embarrassing reactions by state government, where we deny rights to people and we decide that we can discriminate as a state, unquote. Senate Bill 65 passed in the state Senate on January 30th and was received by the Indiana House of Representatives at the beginning of February. It received its second reading today, being the subject of considerable debate. A proposed amendment by Republican Representative Edward Clare would have required teachers to, quote, teach abstinence from sexual activity outside of marriage as the expected standard for all school-aged children, unquote. Clare's amendment also contained language, quote, the best way to avoid sexually transmitted diseases and other associated health problems is to establish a mutually faithful, monogamous relationship in the context of marriage, unquote. The amendment failed in 41-55, quote. Another proposed amendment by Democrat Minority Leader Scott Pilaf that would have replaced all mentions of human sexuality with, quote, reactive to an active shooter, unquote, was ruled out of order by the House. Senate Bill 65 in its current form requires underage students to get written permission from parents before being taught sex ed. 18-year-olds and emancipated minor students would have required to give their own permission. Previously, students needed parents' permission to opt out of these lessons.